Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Funk Radio. This is your host, Kyle.
And this is your host, Peter. Welcome to Funk Radio. How you doing today?
Yes, Kyle? I'm pretty good. It's kind of chilly here. I don't know about you. And I feel like I might be in the pre-stages of some sort of sickness. So
you sound like you might have a cold.
I was going to say, excuse me if I sound a bit more nasally than normal.
Kyle, you're supposed to take your fingers off of your nose while you're recording. You can't just...
I'm just now envisioning myself just sticking both my fingers up my nose while I talk.
Welcome to Funk Radio.
God. Well, if this is your first time listening, then we welcome you, and we hope that we haven't scared you off yet.
I welcome you to the deranged mechanism that is my mind. So, I guess, trying to bounce back on topic.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of continuing our little mini-series, I guess, of album reviews. Mm-hmm. Last week, we reviewed album.
Still Waters by Breakbot. And the week before that
was Charles Bradley's third album, Changes?
Changes, yeah.
This is a little bit different, though, because it's not so much an album as it is sort of a...
mixtape.
You'd call it. Yeah, but see, the mixtape in the less conventional sense of the word, when people think of mixtapes, they think, oh, I made you a mixtape because I love you, and it's just like a bunch of songs that they like. This is more like a mixtape made up of remixes done by the artists of songs that they like.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
It does. We hope it does to you too, listeners.
A long time back, we did something similar where we reviewed a mixtape from a duo called The Twelves.
That was way back in episode 15.
Shit.
We were so young and naive.
Yeah.
And now we're old and...
naive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we reviewed them. We reviewed the mixtape that they had came out with at the time. And this is sort of a similar thing, but with another duo that we both really like called Poolside.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them a little bit about Poolside, Peter?
Yeah, Poolside. It's a little hard to pin down what genre they are. I think they refer to themselves as daytime disco, although...
I think that's accurate.
I mean, I've always kind of wondered what they mean by that. It has some kind of influences from 70s and 80s music, but it's not necessarily for the dance floor. It's more of like, I guess you could say daytime, like chilling.
I was going to say, I think that the term is eerily accurate, being that when people think of disco music, they think of going to clubs at night and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is more something you would play while, no pun intended, poolside. Or, you know, you're just chilling in your car driving down the
Pacific Coast Highway
or something.
Yeah.
Cruising slowly.
Very much summer chill out type music. And it's a little bit different from some of the other stuff we've talked about before on the show. But yeah, their original music is pretty fantastic. I was about to say we should review their album, but that was like 5 years ago. Thereabouts. Actually, 2012, so that was 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hoping that they're going to release another album
soon,
because it's been a while, but I haven't
heard anything. Yeah, off yet. Of that album, they had a really good single called Do You Believe, which I think was the thing that first turned us both onto Poolside, because for whatever reason, that single just blew up that summer.
At least for us.
Yeah, probably just for us. But yeah, that was off their first and only official album, Pacific Standard Time, and they've done a lot of mixtapes, like the one we're about to review, since then, but no new, I guess, singles or EPs, really.
Yeah, although I will say that if they're not going to release an album, I'm happy that they're at least still actively releasing stuff like this, because it's still generally in their same vibe and their same sound. It's just not original content.
Exactly. Yeah, we found the mixtape on SoundCloud, so we'll link that to you guys as well, so you guys can listen to it for yourselves. It's up there free to download right now, I believe.
Yeah.
So yeah, without further ado, we can, I guess, just jump right into this mixtape.
We didn't say the name of it.
We didn't?
No. It's called the Contact High mixtape.
Yeah.
And this was released, I think, mid-April.
Last week, I think.
No, it's been out for about a month-ish.
Oh.
It was mid-April 2016
oh.
when it came out. A little bit of a listening difference between you and I with this, Kyle, because I think you have listened to it once fully and then kind of gone back and skimmed through it a second time, if I'm correct with that.
Exactly.
Whereas I've listened to this multiple times since it came out.
It's I guess it's good to have two different listening experiences. One person who kind of has the opinion of almost like first time hearing it, first impression, as opposed to someone who's gone back and listened to it a handful of times and their opinions can maybe change. So I think it's good.
That's a good point. My opinions of it have evolved a little bit, although generally I would say from the time of the first listen, it's been pretty spot on in terms of my general impressions.
Uh-huh.
So
I can dig it.
In general with the album reviews, we've been kind of going through, stepping through every song and giving our impressions of it. Whereas with the last mixtape review we did, albeit it was 3-ish years ago, we kind of jumped to basically just parts that we had specific notes on, whether we liked it or disliked it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a preference for which road we take?
Just considering the nature of the mixtape, it's an entity that's supposed to be listened to from beginning to end, I think just going through it chronologically is probably best.
Okay. There's apparently only 12 songs that they used in this, which when you're listening to it actually feels like a lot more than that, but...
Yeah, it's an hour-long mix, so... Mm-hmm.
So why don't we get started?
Sure.
There's been enough of us just talking.
Yeah, a little bit. Mostly me. The first song on this mixed track is called Oh Honey by Delegation. And I think it's a really, really good opening song. It kind of sets the groove and sets the mood a lot for the entirety of the track, listing, whatever. Some stuff I have written down, it's really mellow. This seems like one of the, not that a lot of them aren't, but this seems like one of those really good songs to play in your car with your windows down while you're driving like really slow down like a beachfront road or something.
Hmm. I can imagine that. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I feel like this is a great way to open it. I only vaguely know about Delegation. They're actually a 70s post-funk pre-disco band, maybe. It's when you're listening to it here, at least at the beginning of the song, I didn't even recognize it as being something from that era.
Mm.
It sounded a little bit more modern to me. But yeah, I agree. It's a very mellow song that really matches their sound very well. I think, you know, anything that they create, it's very appropriate to start with something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to the point that, like, until I realized, oh wait, yeah, this is a remix, this sounds just like it could be an original Poolside song, especially with the kind of backbeat going on.
Mm.
So
yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Do you think we should play a clip?
I would love to play a clip. That was Oh Honey. And something nice about mixtapes, if you're not already aware, listeners, is that in a way it plays chronologically like an album, but the transitions between songs are a lot of the time very smooth rather than just one song abruptly ending and starting another one.
That's why, yeah, my first listen through with this, I kind of struggled with pinpointing which songs were which because they blended so seamlessly together that sometimes two songs back-to-back still sounded like, oh, this is the same song.
Right, and for some duration of the song at the end of one and beginning of another, I mean, they are mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like this is definitively where this one starts, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
On that note, I feel this way for the first three songs, actually. the block of the first three, which is about 15, 16 minutes, mm-hmm. Is absolutely my favorite part of this mixtape. Because I feel like the three of these songs blend super well together. So that being said, the second song after Oh Honey is Give Me What You Got, which is, so originally, but do you know how to say this? Le Pamplemousse. Yeah, it's French.
That's French, yeah.
I'm going to look that up. But
Pamplemousse.
It means a moose with a pimple. Oh, it's apparently means grapefruit.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Well, there you go.
That's okay. That's cool.
Speaking of which, this is a totally stupid aside, but I saw this, I guess, little language factoid. I think it was on Reddit, and it showed how different countries called had, you know, different words for different fruit. Like, this is grapefruit, it's pamplemousse. Mm-hmm. And one fruit, pineapple, is almost exactly the same and almost the same spelling in every single country except, like, Russia or something, or Ukraine, I don't remember, where it was, like, Krupengagen or something, like, really stupid. So, like, every country calls it pineapple or some slightly different spelling of pineapple. But then for them, it's like some horrible, guttural sounding word. It was funny.
Interesting.
Sorry.
No, that's why we're here on Funk Radios for the fun facts.
Fun facts about language.
Yeah. So I just looked up Le Pamplemousse really quick, and obviously we're butchering the pronunciation of that. But looks like they had a bit of music in the late 70s into the early 80s. I don't really know how to... I guess it's considered disco, but again, it doesn't sound like disco in the traditional sense. Actually, something that we haven't mentioned yet that I would like to touch on quick. Mm-hmm. Poolside is extremely good at finding really obscure stuff and mixing it into a remix or a mixtape. It's pretty rare that they will use songs that a lot of people have heard of, and even the ones you could consider more well known, even those are somewhat obscure, which I kind of appreciate too. I like kind of hearing new stuff that not a lot of people are familiar with, which is why a lot of the time it's hard for us to say a whole lot about the artists behind the songs that are remixed.
Yeah, I mean, even me bouncing through this, there's only two songs that I knew of before, you know. That going down this list here, all of these other ones are artists that I've never heard of, which is cool because then it gets you to, like, as we're doing, investigate more about them.
Yeah. You were going to say something?
Okay. Stupid thing. I'm correcting myself on this pineapple thing. So every other country doesn't call pineapples pineapples. They call them some form of the word ananas, A-N-A-N-A-S.
So like bananas and without the B.
Basically. And some of my different accents are spelled slightly different, whatever. We're the only country that, instead of that, calls it pineapple.
Oh, so we're the weird ones.
We're the stupid ones, not Russia. Sorry, Russia. I blamed you.
Funk Rudy would like to apologize to Russia.
For making fun of their language. But yeah, it's just funny. I don't know where the word pineapple came from, but obviously every other country calls it one thing, and we call it something completely different. It's like the imperial measuring system. With inches and stuff.
That's true. Let's see. So we should probably stay on topic because we got a lot of songs to get through.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm glad we learned something today.
Yeah.
Why don't we play a clip of Gimme What You Got by Le Pamplemousse. That song is interesting because there's really no lyrics to it other than just repeat, you know, some backing singers or whoever repeating Gimme What You Got, you know, a number of times. But a lot of it is actually instrumental, which kind of plays well to this because it also kind of sets the stage not only for like more mellow, chill music, but also kind of almost background music, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more of something you could play at like a pool party or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, should we move on to the third one?
Yeah. The third song in the mixtape is a remix by Poolside and Fat Notronic of the song Esperar Pra Ver by Evina.
Yeah, they tend to take, and I appreciate this too, they tend to take songs from obviously non-American artists, which is good in terms of like musical cultural things and stuff, but in terms of us pronouncing things on the show, unfortunately that makes things difficult. Apparently Esperar Pra Ver, the name of the song, is Portuguese for wait to see, or maybe wait and see.
Oh, that's funny. The reason I say that's funny is when I wrote down some jotting notes on this song, I said it reminded me of the song played in the movie Superbad. Do you remember the scene where the one fat kid like recalls about his childhood days of drawing dick pictures?
I remember that scene, but it's been so long since I've seen that movie, I don't remember like what the music sounded like.
Yeah. Well, I just remembered that in that scene they played this like sort of samba song, and I looked at that song. It's called Rhoda by Sergio Mendes in Brazil, which is Portuguese. I said that this song reminds me of that song, not even realizing that it was Portuguese.
Oh, so, yeah. That's funny. That's cool. So Evina is from Brazil. The style of this person or these people, it's hard for me to identify. Again, a lot of these are like kind of obscure artists. But I guess the style, and you can obviously get that from this when we play a clip in a minute, is kind of like a bossa nova Latin funk soul style. And you can kind of get a little bit of that South American feel to it. It's not overwhelming, but it's there definitely, and it's good. And this actually to me reminds me a little bit of another mixtape they did, I want to say 2 years ago, which is hands down my favorite mixtape that they've done, and easily one of my favorite ones that I've ever heard, which was the Stir It Up mixtape that Poolside did. That one was heavily leaning toward like South American and Caribbean style of songs. Obviously, everything in that was really obscure too. But the sound in that one was really consistent the entire way through in terms of the musical style, I guess. Anyway, the point I was making was that we have generally heard Poolside using like this style of music before, in a bigger sense, but I guess this is them using, I think this is really the only song I really got from this particular mixtape that kind of used that style.
I agree. I liked the song. It's just silly that it reminded me of that particular song that I mentioned earlier, but it definitely, this being the last of those first three songs you mentioned, it definitely blends well together with the first two.
Mm-hmm.
So I can dig it.
Let's
should
play
a clip. Okay.
Yes, we should.
This is Esperar Pra Ver.
Something else to mention is that I don't really know anything about the accompanying remix artist on this song, Fat Notronic, but I do know that that artist did have some involvement in the other mixtape I just mentioned, which had more songs in that same style. So, I don't know. That's just another connection to that other mixtape. So, the fourth track is a song called Save Their Souls by Bohannon. I was about to say, I don't know who Bohannon is, but I guess it kind of goes without saying for most of the songs on this.
I just said I like it. It sounds really kind of bluesy and crunchy and reminds me a little bit of Grismatic.
Okay, I can see that.
I don't know. a lot funkier with that kind of.
It's got a pretty funky guitar in there.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Okay.
Accentuating it. It's pretty nice.
It's got the guitar, but it's got that like really deep fader where it's like wah wah.
Yeah.
In there too. That kind of reminds me of Rismatic because he does that a lot.
Mm. Why don't we let you listeners listen for yourself?
Okay. So yeah, this is Save Their Souls by Bohannon, the Poolside edit.
I felt this song was one of the more interesting ones in terms of lyrics.
It's fairly simplistic, but it's a bit less, what's the word, upbeat.
Yeah.
Than some of their other stuff.
Kind of drives a little bit away from kind of like the chill out, pun intended, poolside music from the first three songs. Yeah. It starts to kind of lean in a different direction. But then right after that, and this was kind of a surprise to me, they jump into the funk song Didn't I by Durando.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's a bit sped up. Apparently this is a rework by someone named Dave Allison. And probably they also had to match the beats per minute or whatever for the mixtape too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why although maybe not, because Toolside, I've noticed they don't, over the course of one mixtape, they don't keep a singular tempo. They allow it to fluctuate depending on the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe the rework element of this song may be why it's a bit sped up from the original. Because the original is actually a pretty slow,
mellow song. That's one thing I noted to myself while listening to this was like, I love the original, but it being sped up and whatnot, it made me realize like this could be like a really good summer song, and I never realized that.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Like you just change the tempo of the song slightly, and it goes from like kind of sad to like upbeat and very light on its feet.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. How simply changing the tempo of something and adding a little bit more of a beat to it actually almost changes the mood of it.
I think he added a bit of a tambourine beat in the background there, because I don't think that was in the original.
Mm.
That kind of chicka-chicka.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of helps keep the lighter tempo.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, this is actually one of... We have mentioned this song once before on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was in our Breaking Bad two-part episode, which was quite a while back. And that's actually where I learned about this song. So this is the only song in this mixtape that I recognize while listening to it. You said there were two?
I recognize the last song as well.
Okay. I hadn't heard that before, but we'll get to it later, listeners. Well, why don't we let the listeners hear a bit of Didn't I by Durando.
This was definitely one of my more favorited tracks on this mixtape, only because I really like Durando. ever since I discovered it on the Breaking Bad soundtrack or whatever, I'm like, oh my god, this song is awesome. I went and bought his vinyl and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Definitely this is probably my top three. Next song, definitely not so much. It's Through Your Hands, Love Can Shine by Giorgio Tuma featuring Letitia Sadier. I don't probably butchering that.
That was pretty close, I think.
This is a Turbo Tito remix, which is an awesome name, by the way.
Now, I want to mention something about that. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, yeah. So, we said earlier that Poolside is a duo. We didn't say their names. Their names are Philip Mikulik and Jeffrey Paradise, and I'm hoping that's his real name, because that's kind of a perfect name.
Yeah, for I was thinking that. I'm like, how do you not call yourself like DJ Paradise or something?
I know. So Turbo Tito is actually the DJ name for Philip.
Oh.
So, okay. And I've noticed that in this mixtape, they have Poolside remixes or Poolside edits, which is both of them. Then they have Turbo Tito remixes, which is Philip. And then they also have one later on. Oh, they have a song actually by Jeffrey Paradise.
Mm-hmm. So obviously some songs had more of the duo's hand than the other, and vice versa.
So I found that was kind of interesting that they each kind of have their own songs that they can remix themselves or kind of throw in there. So yeah, you said this was not one of your favorite songs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't dig the sound. It felt a little out of place, and the kind of whooshy sound of it. I don't know.
It's a little bit more ethereal, maybe.
Yes, thank you. Perfect word. It was a bit more ethereal, and I don't know. Maybe that part threw me off, but I just said there was too much going on. Very slow. Kind of reminded me of elevator music.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the pieces of this mixtape that I've slowly changed my opinion on over time. For a while, I felt exactly the way you do, that it kind of, the style and the flow of the music kind of gets interrupted in a few different places in this mixtape, this being one of them. I've generally, though, this has actually become one that I like quite a bit. Part of that may be, I actually went and listened to the original song like separately from this, and I guess I appreciated it a bit more, I guess, maybe listening.
Yeah.
And I tend to do that with mixtapes too. Like, a lot of the time they are remixes in the mixtape, but then I go back and listen to, I'm curious what the original song sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they're very, I don't even know how to describe it. They sound a bit different and they're usually slower and not quite as hard hitting. This is one where actually I would say it almost was the opposite.
Really?
Where it's a bit more upbeat and reggae sounding in the original song. Whereas in this one, it's a bit more kind of, you were saying, wooshy and ethereal and quieter. The style of it definitely doesn't really fit a lot of other stuff on here. And like I said before, I felt and still a little bit feel the same way that you do about how it kind of interrupts the flow a little bit.
I'm actually listening to the original right now, and yeah, I totally see where you're coming from. The original sounds a bit more impactful than the remix.
Yeah.
Which is odd. Usually remixes kind of punch up songs a little bit by adding more stuff or changing a tempo. This, I actually agree, but I like the original more than the remix.
Yeah, and I think there's a place for both versions of it, but maybe it would have been better to stay closer to the original in this context, if that makes sense.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, we've said a lot about this. Why don't we give the listeners some context?
Okay. Okay, so yeah, that was Through Your Hands, Love Can Shine by George Yotuma, featuring I literally say it different every time I say it. Laetitia Sadie. I don't know.
So the next song is where this is originally where I really struggled probably the most in this mixtape in terms of my opinions of it. The song is Guido de Gent by Philippi and Rodrigo, and I just translated that now. It's Catalan. Do you know that's a language, apparently?
Catalan?
Catalan.
I want to say it's like an offshoot of Italian, but let me see.
I feel dumb.
Oh, it's an offshoot of Spain. Catalan language. It's a offshoot of Spanish.
Oh. Well, we learned something new today, listeners.
It is a Romance language named for its origins. Wow. I can't even speak English. In Catalonia, in what is northeastern Spain and adjoining parts of France.
Interesting. So maybe it's like a mix of
Spanish and French, kind of.
Interesting.
Or an amalgamation. Yay, we learned two different things about language today.
What was the other one? Oh, the
thing pineapple. With the pineapples.
Yeah. So anyway, it's so Ghetto de Gent is, or however you pronounce it, is Catalan for ghetto people.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song.
That's awesome.
This is some kind of like house music almost. Or
yes.
Around something.
That's why I didn't like it. Sorry.
I've thought about, I've tried to think about this song a bit and my opinions of it. I wonder if I heard this in a different context, just on its own, if I would like it more. Maybe, maybe not. In this mixtape in particular, it's a really...
jarring?
It's kind of jarring, and it's not really in their usual style either. It's kind of like opposite of that. So to hear that, it was kind of... It definitely interrupted my positive feelings of this mixtape the first time. And to a certain extent, this is still my like least favorite part of the mixtape.
I agree. On my first listen to it, I kind of felt like the bouncing bass didn't really fit the super reverb-y vocal tracks either.
Mm.
Maybe that's just a house thing, and maybe that's why I don't like house music that much.
Mm.
But I don't know. I just didn't dig it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that this song kind of set me on like a downward path for the album, but I don't know if there's a correlation between my dislike of this song and the fact that there's about two or three songs after this that I also didn't like.
I think the first half is definitely a lot stronger than the second half.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I've kind of tried to look past this particular song and appreciate the second half beyond that. It's mm-hmm. happened for me slowly, but generally I've definitely been having more difficulty appreciating the second half.
Agreed.
Something we will note right now is that I've noticed that when they posted this, they mentioned that this includes a lot of stuff that they've previously unreleased.
Oh.
So that to me, that kind of implies that they didn't originally make all these remixes with the intention of putting them together. They kind of have them and they're like, okay, how can we fit these together mm-hmm. in a way that sounds pretty good? And I think mm-hmm. generally they did a really good job with that, but there are certain points where you can tell that, like,
it's
for this one, they
kind
of shoved them in and they didn't, it wasn't made with the intention to necessarily go with these other songs.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I didn't realize that some of these were made, I guess, long past, but that makes a bit more sense now that you say that.
Yeah.
So
well, why don't we let the listeners hear a clip of this, even if it wasn't our favorite part?
Okay. So yeah, that was Ghetto de Gent by Felipe and Rodrigo. Yeah, I don't know. The next song kind of salvaged a little bit. I assume this is an original Poolside song?
It says it is. So it's not one that I've heard before, though, or it's not from the original album.
So I'm wondering if this is kind of like a slipped-in single original.
Thinking that may be what's going on, yeah. But I mean,
I dug this. I dug this song. Definitely sounds very Poolside.
Yeah, so. And I'm happy for that, because it means that even the stuff that they're producing themselves, like their original songs, are still mm-hmm. falling in that same style that we know them for
exactly.
in the past. And I know, I don't,
exactly.
and I realize in saying that even within the last couple of episodes, we've kind of chastised people, specifically Charles Bradley,
for not branching out,
and then we kind of chastised Breakbot in the last episode for branching out.
We just hate everyone.
I think Poolside is one of those ones where I wouldn't necessarily want to see them go beyond what their original style was. Although maybe they could kind of change a little bit and be something really interesting that we haven't even really imagined yet.
Touche.
But I don't know.
But yeah, no, I definitely dig this. It's definitely very Poolside. It's got that very Islander kind of sound, like you mentioned before, very Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
I said it that it actually reminded me of this other band, Friendly Fires. But they're basically like Coldplay if you dropped them in like Havana. If that makes any sense.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. But this song reminded me of that a little bit too. So
cool.
Good for them.
Let's listen to a clip, and then if we have anything else to say, we can say it after. Once again, that was a song called "And the Sea" by Poolside. I think this is the only one
that's an original.
It's the only one that's the original by them, but it's also one of only two songs that's not a remix of some kind.
Oh yeah,
definitely. The same actually apparently goes for the previous song, "Ghetto de Gent." Speaking of which, with that previous song, I just want to make a note really quick that I just figured out. So Filippi and Rodrigo, the artist for that song.
Mm-hmm.
They're a duo from Sao Paulo. It says they're otherwise known as Fatnatronic, so that's who Fatnatronic is.
Well, there you go. Okay.
So we figured that out.
Yay. Yay for fact checking.
Yeah.
On the fly.
Yeah.
Thank God for the internet. So yeah, it sounds like you and I both dug this song, Peter. I mean, the fact that this is seemingly an original Poolside song gives me hope that maybe they are producing new original content for possibly a future album. Fingers crossed.
I wouldn't necessarily call this a highlight of the mixtape. It was a good song, but it's not one that I always remember that's in there.
No, it's not like, oh my god, new Poolside, this sounds better than anything else on the album. It just it gives me hope that they are working on original content.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad that they still have that same sound. The next song is... Research by Your Song Is Good. I think I'm not mixing that up. That's a weird name for a band.
Yeah. And this is a Force of Nature remix.
Yes.
I don't know if that really means anything to anybody. It doesn't to me.
Yeah.
I actually really like this.
It's not bad. I said it was funky.
Yeah, it's an instrumental track. I think it fits kind of like the chill instrumental music vibe really, really well. Whereas some of the other songs don't. I guess because when we were saying a few minutes ago about the second half and having trouble appreciating it as a whole, even though there's a couple songs we don't really care for, this is one that that's helped me appreciate that second half more, I guess you could say. It sounds like maybe you have some mixed opinions about it though.
No,
It's not amazing, but it's good. I think it fits the general overall theme of the mixtape well, though.
Yeah, I don't dislike it. It just wasn't one of my favorites. It didn't ruin the latter half for me like some of the other songs did. But
well, it's not a very hard hitting like prominent song.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Just kind of in the background.
Exactly.
So I guess
play a little clip.
Yes, we should.
Yes, that was not bad. That was research by Your Song Is Good.
It wasn't bad, song, it was good.
Yeah. The next song is, I'm probably going to butcher this again, Canção para Laia.
I'm going to translate it. Give me 2 seconds.
I'm
going to
assume that's Portuguese.
You know
it's Portuguese when there's an A and an O together, because Spanish doesn't do that.
This says, Google Translate said it's Spanish, but...
God damn it!
No, wait, no, okay, it is Portuguese. It detected it as Spanish, but then I went to Portuguese and actually gave me a better translation.
Oh.
It's Song for Laia, L-A-I-A.
Oh yeah, because cansar is to sing in Spanish, that makes sense.
And para is for, oh yeah, ha, we're cool.
Yay! This one's, I guess this kind of establishes that what we realized is with Felipe and Rodrigo being Fatronic, but this is a song by them and Turbo Tito.
Who is Philip from... Philip from Poolside.
So yeah, it sounds like it was kind of a bit of a project between him and those two guys.
They really seem to do a lot of work together, which is interesting. Because I've said before, Poolside tends to take a lot of either influence or directly remixes songs of either like some kind of Spanish or Caribbean or South American type of like Latin music. But it's interesting to see that not only are they pulling singles out of some obscure record store, you know, of stuff from 40 years ago, but they're also working directly with artists who kind of are in that genre.
Yeah.
So they're kind of doing both.
Yeah, this song I kind of had mixed feelings on. I didn't dislike it as much as the Guetta de Gent song, but I just said I just thought when I first heard this, there was too much. It seemed like they threw in everything but the kitchen sink sound-wise. There was too many different sounds going on.
Although, listening to it on its own, it sounds very similar to like what you would hear on a Poolside album. Just a little bit more pumped up, I guess.
Yeah, more bassy, I guess. I don't know how to describe it.
It's one that I don't care for that much in the second half. I find it being one of those songs where I'm kind of waiting for it to end so that I can get to the last two songs on this.
Yes, that's a good way. Even when I'm playing this again, I'm like, okay, how long does this song go?
Yeah,
I agree. It's like you have to eat your spinach before you get dessert or something.
That's a perfect way to say it.
This is the spinach of songs. So we can play a little clip, but yeah, this was definitely in one of my thumbs down category. Mm. That was Canção para Leia, or something.
Song for Leia.
Song for Leia, Princess Leia, by Felipe and Rodrigo and Turbo Tito. I really wish that Turbo Tito was like Portuguese for Turbo Tits.
Maybe it is.
The second to last song. I actually like this song. This is Dream With You by Jeffrey Paradise. The Bosque remix.
And a reminder to listeners, sorry. Jeffrey Paradise is one of the two Poolside
guys. Yes. And that's his real name, actually, not his DJ name. So, the funny thing was I wrote that when I first heard this, that it reminds me of the song Since I Left You by the Avalanches. Huh. If you listen to it, the backbeat is exactly the same.
It's very similar. I can see that connection. I wouldn't have thought of that on my own, though.
I don't think it's 100% the same, but it's very, very, very similar. Huh. Like in tempo, I can't pinpoint exactly what that instrument is, but I swear to God, it's the same instrument.
Hmm. That's funny.
But I dug that because of this, because I love that song. So I'm like, oh, it's Avalanches.
Yeah, it's also just a fun song in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think instrumentally fits the overall theme, that at least the theme that we want it to have, mm-hmm. while still being a little bit of something extra. and it's just a fun song. It's the last, mm-hmm. I guess it's the last fun song because there is one more after this, but before we get to that, maybe we should play a clip of this.
Yeah, that was Dream With You by Jeffrey Paradise, one of the two members of Poolside doing seemingly something fairly original.
Mm-hmm. We got one more song. Now, when I said this wasn't fun, I didn't mean I didn't like it. I just meant it was a different... it's just more mellow, I guess.
Oh, because I didn't like the song.
Oh, you didn't?
Straight up. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Even though this is one of the two that you recognize.
Because I don't really like the original that much.
Okay.
I don't know. This
I wouldn't call it a highlight, really. But
it's not a highlight. It doesn't seem like it. Maybe because I don't like the original song that much, but it just doesn't seem like it fits in with their very summery vibe. Mm. I mean, I get the title "Grooving on a Sunday Afternoon." Sorry, I didn't mention that. This is a remix of the Rascals. Grooving on a Sunday Afternoon by Poolside.
Thank you for saying that, because I probably would have completely forgotten to say who it was.
The Rascals, for those of you that don't know, I'm surprised we haven't actually talked about them, because they're a fairly famous white soul band. I guess you could call them Northern Soul. Hmm. It says they're an American, quote, rock band from Garfield. They were formed in 1965. Oh, so I was totally wrong, because Northern Soul is more British, but they're American. Well, whatever. Okay, fuck these guys. For making me get my facts wrong.
Yeah, I've noticed that every so often they will throw in something that's a little bit like out of left field in terms of who they're remixing. Mm-hmm. For example, in one of their previous mixtapes, they had a Black Sabbath song, which doesn't really seem completely like a Poolside thing. But I would say a lot of the time they at least make it passable, even if it's not fantastic. So, I mean, I guess I give them some credit for going outside their comfort zone a little bit. Although, generally, I think I would say with 90% of the stuff they choose for their mixtapes, it's pretty spot on with their general vibe. Mm-hmm. This one I can see maybe not being quite as much.
Yeah.
I think it ends the mixtape fairly well. It's not a bad ending. It's just not overwhelmingly fantastic either.
I was going to say, as much as I really dug the opening of this mixtape, this song kind of brought me down in the end, and I just felt like it wasn't as good of a capper, an end cap, as something as it could have been, you know?
No, I can see that, definitely. And I wouldn't really say this is one of my favorite parts. It's not one that I dislike, per se. It's just there.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine, like, Rolling Stone or something, and they're just like, yeah, this is just there.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, I really did like this mixtape. As I said to you earlier, it was about a 60-40 split for me, which is good enough. Good enough to make me listen to the whole thing and not like be like, I want to skip this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, we've always liked Poolside ever since we discovered them back in college. It's nice to see that they seem to be doing some original work, and they are at least churning. At least it seems like almost once a year they're coming out with a mix. Right in time for summer, so I assume that's their intent.
Yeah, it's roughly once a year. Like I said, I think the last one was 2 years ago, if I remember correctly. Because I remember it was before I moved, so it had to. I think it was the summer of 2014. That's part of me almost would want to review that one too someday. mm-hmm. just because it's more consistent in the way it sounds, and it's just overall a better mixtape. But you know, we can move on to other things for a while, I think.
For sure. So yeah, that was, I guess we covered the entirety of the Poolside's Contact Time mixtape. Overall, I liked it. I'd give it like a 7 out of 10.
That's pretty solid. Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
And yeah, if you guys want to listen to it or download it in its entirety yourselves, we'll post that link up on our Facebook page, and I guess we can post it on our own SoundCloud page as well. I guess why not?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll follow us, or they'll be like, "What the fuck? You guys suck."
Yeah, that's the one thing I fear of, like, reviewing smaller time artists SoundCloud. That exist.
Yeah,
like today is that
they're gonna come break our legs. Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't break our legs. They would be cool.
They push us in the pool. Sorry.
If they push me in the pool, that would be a great story to tell people.
I was just sitting poolside, and then poolside came up and pushed me in. Oh god, terrible. Cool. So yeah, I mean, overall, good album. Hopefully we'll find some other new music to do some other reviews on down the road here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this was a good one, and we actually kind of caught it in time. We were only about a month late.
So. Yeah.
Not bad, not bad.
Well, that's something to mention really quick is that I think there is something to the fact that one of us has heard it more over a longer period of time and the other kind of had like a more of a first impressions type of reaction. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. the one thing, I guess, because we always like, oh, we're late with this album, but
sometimes it's not bad to be, because then you can let it digest more.
Yeah.
You can get a better sense of it.
Yeah.
Not because I always kind of wonder that about a lot of reviewers. Like when they review these albums, are they just reviewing it just like, oh, I played the whole thing through, these are all my first impressions, or do they like play it for a couple weeks, you know, mm-hmm. try to form some second or third opinions about songs? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, for the purposes of our show, if it's something I've never heard before, I will usually try to listen to it at least 3 times or so in the course of a week,
mm-hmm.
which I think is good for review purposes. I have a personal tendency to feel differently about an album the first 1 or 2 times versus beyond that.
See, I'm almost the opposite, where I cement an opinion very quickly, and it's kind of hard to change that opinion unless someone else is like, hey, what if you think about it this way?
Mm.
Like, even when some of my friends share songs with me, I can tell them if I like it or don't like it in like 10 seconds. I don't know, I'm a bit stubborn that way, I guess. So yeah, if you guys enjoyed this review, or you can think of any other albums, artists, mixtapes, what have you, for us to review, you can hit us up on facebook.com/getyourfunk, as well as soundcloud.com/getyourfunk, where you can actually comment directly on our tracks, yay.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully Poolside hears this and follows us, because we like them.
Well, hopefully they hear this and don't push us in the pool.
That's true. Please don't drown us.
It's so funny because it's like completely opposite of what they would do.
Yeah, exactly.
At least that's what I imagine.
I don't know. Maybe they're like huge thugs. I'm going to break your legs.
Oh, boy. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in next time for something else that we haven't come up with yet.
Ideas to come.